A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. In the days of Josiah, the word of the Lord was addressed to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you came to birth, I consecrated you. I have appointed you as prophet to the nations. So now, brace yourself for action. Stand up and tell them all I command you. Do not be dismayed at their presence, or in their presence I will make you dismayed. I, for my part, today will make you into a fortified city, a pillar of iron, and a wall of bronze, to confront all this land. The kings of Judah, its princes, its priests, and the country people, they will fight against you, but shall not overcome you. For I am with you to deliver you. It is the Lord who speaks. The word of the Lord.
From the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense and it is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's sins, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. Love does not come to an end. But if there are gifts of prophecy, the time will come when they must fail, or the gift of languages, it will not continue forever. And knowledge, for this too, the time will come when it must fail. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophesying is imperfect. But once perfection comes, all imperfect things will disappear. When I was a child, I used to talk like a child and think like a child and argue like a child. But now I am a man, all childish ways are put behind me. Now we are seeing a dim reflection in a mirror, but then we shall be seeing face to face. The knowledge that I have now is imperfect, but then I shall know as fully as I am known. In short, there are three things that last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love, the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began to speak in the synagogue. This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen. And he won the approval of all, and they were astonished by the gracious words that came from his lips. They said, "This is Joseph's son, surely." But he replied, "No doubt you will quote me the saying, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and tell me, 'We have heard all that has happened in Capernaum. Do the same here in your countryside.'" And he went on, "I tell you solemnly, no prophet is ever accepted in his own country. There were many widows in Israel, and I can assure you, in Elijah's day, when heaven remained shut for 3 years and 6 months, and great famine raged throughout the land, but Elijah was not sent to any one of these. He was sent to a widow in Zarephath, a Sidonian town. And in the prophet Elisha's time, there were many lepers in Israel. But none of these was cured except the Syrian Naaman." When they heard this, everyone in the synagogue was enraged. They sprang to their feet, hustled him out of town, and they took him to the brow of a hill on which the town was built, intending him to throw him off the cliff, but he slipped away in the crowd. The Gospel of the Lord. Over the next couple of weeks, we're seeing the beginning of Jesus' ministry. It's like the new year starting again. People say a new ministry. What is this new ministry that Jesus is proclaiming? He always knew who he was talking to, whether it was a shepherd looking after their sheep, whether it was a woman in the kitchen making bread, whether it was in the vineyards with the vine dressers. He always knew his audience, and he aimed it at them. It must be very difficult to pick a group out and say, "This is what I'm going to talk about, because this is what they will understand." But the people were amazed because their own scribes never talked the way Jesus did. They never performed signs like Jesus did. And they saw that he had great authority in his voice, in the way he spoke to them, not speaking at them. So this is very new to them. When he heals someone, people were amazed, because normally in that time, if anyone was sick, it was because they were sinners and God had visited this punishment on them. And they say, who's Jesus who in his signs forgives sins, makes and heals the cripple, the blind? Surely this man came from us. He's Joseph's son, the son of a carpenter. So how can he do all this? These very small beginnings is really preparing the people for what is to come. Very quickly, people can do an about face. They can be very good, very kind. And then suddenly, they could be the opposite. Mean, nasty, not looking after their friends. So, where do we stand in that? This new year that we're into now, I think I said last time I was giving the sermon, that we're into that time where New Year's resolutions have waned fast. Our obligations of what we want to do and where we want to go are slipping. But Jesus is offering us something different. He's offering us help and support in what he says through the Gospels. That support that we need, that we're looking for, the help to face others. It's always a difficult time after Christmas, certainly financially for all of us, I think, especially now. But yet the shops are still saying to us, come and spend. Come and spend the money you haven't got. We're still going to put your bills up. But look at these fine clothes that you can have at half price. Of course, never telling you that they'd already upped them three times what they got them for before they went on general sale. Is it a con? And you always have to be careful when you promise something for nothing. So you need help and advice. So let's be guided not by the need to have something new, the need to have something that no one else has, but be guided by the needs of others, the needs for the people that don't have anything, the needs for the people in our community who are struggling. And let's say we will give them that gift, a small gift that will make a difference. There's a story of a man who went in to pray. And he said to Jesus, help me shine a light. Give me your light that I can find my way in the world in these difficult times. And he knelt there after what he'd said in silence. And Jesus came back and said, or God came back and said, I will not give you that light. You're not going to have it. But what I will give you is my hand, so that we can walk together through the difficult times. May we continue to walk this new year with God at our side.